Blog Talk Radio.
Your head will be spinning after we start the kissing. Let me trace them to the spot where you want the most. Damn, your fountain like a drug, let me overdose. Eat it till you overflow, or my face is over soaked. Hold on to whatever, girl, cause I'ma make your roller coaster. Every moment's exciting and fire igniting. How I love to make your eyes roll and get you the pillow biting. Enticing you is my main objective. Baby, make your pleasure selection, or should I make it suggestion? Rosé whipped cream with the wrist ties, or freak role play in public, girl, if you lie. Think you're trying to fool, girl, you know your ass is far from sleeping. But shh, I'm a sport, I'ma play along. I hear you moaning in your sleep, that's my favorite song. It's so right that it can't be wrong. How I'm scaling on your frame like a building is the King Kong. Tiptoe as I slide in, you gon' be surprised when my tongue go here and my sickle there and your body get deriving. How I love when you excited, try to hold it but can't hide it. Go ahead, let it go, flood it up, my love, just please don't try to fight it. I can tell that you like it from the way that you act. How you say my name, hustle, dig your nails in my back. Another long round, then it's a wrap. Leave kisses to secure you, but you know I'll be back. You're now rocking with the best, and you can get it all the time. All you gotta do is stop. We bout to win, and by the way you touch yourself, I see that bill is kicking in. Tickle fellas for extensive pleasure, girl. And when you come, you gon' feel like you above the world. Your body is my Sunday special, cherries with the chocolate swirl. By the time I'm done, you gon' be sound asleep with your body curl. It's how I wanna leave you. Your friends, they don't wanna believe you when you say I please you. I'm just getting where I'm fitting. The place is your pretty little pudding kitten. I thought I told you that you rocking with the best, and you can get it all the time. All you gotta do is yeah, that's all you gotta do, baby. Call me, I'ma come handle that. See how I got Marsha singing for me. She's singing for me, singing to you. Say yes. Yeah, that's how good that shit is. Make a nigga wanna sing and shit. That's how I fade out like that. CBS team fresh. Sweet baby. Sweet fresh chocolate. Hey, yo, that was an instant classic right there where our man Charlie Hustle saying, say yes. You already know what? Let's go. Yeah, you just do the new one. You already know that shit is popping and everything, man. Shout out to Charlie Hustle. Need to start sending us more of that work, though, because we love that work shit, man. But welcome to Keep It 100 Radio Show with the light-skinned guy with the tattoos and love to eat booty. DJ Promo on the mic. Fox, you know what I mean?
No, it's your boy Big Knockerville, man. Big Poppy.
Big Bobby Orty. Yo, do bitches call you that actually in the regular while y'all having sex or not?
I was just about to say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, niggas live that life.
Yeah,
That was a wonderful film. Oh, okay.
Big
Poppy. You nutted.
Fuck you mean.
Fuck you mean. Ain't nothing like being Big called Poppy you black. Me. Fuck you mean.
Fuck you mean. Freak, man. What's my name, bitch?
Yeah,
man. That's a wonderful film, man. Happy Sunday to everybody, man.
Yeah.
How was your weekend and shit? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I think I'm invisible.
Damn, my bad.
Invisible, for real. He didn't even speak when he came in, but it's okay.
Damn. Damn.
Remember
that was the greeting. I think you ain't had
a vibe. Anyway, what's up, Nat? It's your girl Black Diamonds on the mic today.
You on the mic? What you gonna be talking? You gonna be talking that shit, right? No, you always gotta keep it real, though.
No, okay. 80 more. What is it? No, it's like 92 more than 98
no.
or something. What'd you
eight
say?
More
80
92.
More than
92.
Okay,
see. That's what it is. That's what it's called. All right. How was your weekend? What you do? Like, what do we? No, besides yesterday, we had the show and everything.
Oh, yeah.
What
besides the show yesterday, I went out over South Street chilling with my best and stuff, just having
okay.
It.
You
know.
Uh-huh. Right. No sex? No.
I got cut off. Do we gotta keep going?
Okay, my fault. Damn, I apologize. I didn't know you got cut off. My bad.
I got cut off. All right. I got cut off.
Damn. Niggas ain't trying to cuff you, huh?
I think I
niggas ain't make the cut. You got cut at the last minute.
You know, reap what you sow. I've been cutting niggas off since. So you feel me?
Okay, I understand.
Pay back for bitch.
All right. Knockerville, how was your weekend, bro?
You know, shit with the homies. We came to the story a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking, what was it? What did we do Friday, bro?
What did we do? Did we? Oh, okay.
We together as a team.
Did we smoke that reefer?
We went to the A-Lounge yesterday. Yeah. The dope interview with the V. Shout out the V name. Album come out Tuesday.
Success over daydreams. Get it?
We'll cop that. You know what I'm saying? And after that, you know, we went to the went to a couple bars and shit. Got low.
Okay.
And that was my little niece's little party. You know, I had to attend that over there in Collinsville. So, you know, I'm chilling. Now I'm at the show turning up. The 856 crew, man, the dinner club and shit.
Yo, I honestly love that name, the dinner club. I think it's actually a dope name, man. But my weekend was solid. Friday, we definitely went to this Puerto Rican little joint. It's called the A Lounge out Philly. That mommies was bad. Niggas was looking at us like, I'm like, I can't help it, bro. I like your mommy looks amazing right now. But it's okay. So everybody looking at me like I fit in, knowing damn well I know nothing. I know nothing about the Spanish culture. I really wish I did. I wish I grew up at least some of it. You know, I grew up on some of the side, but I haven't. So when they was playing that Guala Guala music, I was looking like Diamond, Zeke, and Knock. We was all looking at each other like, oh, what the fuck are we listening to? I was nervous because I don't know what the hell they was talking about. But honestly, at the good time, we was high and drunk, man. It was just a very dope experience. But today, we got some awesome ass topics for you guys, and we definitely gonna keep it 100 with y'all. Number one, we're definitely gonna be talking about is the makeup on these bitches, man. I feel as though makeup builds confidence in women, just like money builds confidence in men. That's how I feel. I mean, we definitely gonna get into talking about that. Another topic we got is sex do's and don'ts.
Now, you know, everybody got their different do's and don'ts, so we all gonna talk about our do's and don'ts and shit. You know what I mean? I like to lick toes and shit like that. You know what I mean? Shit, little shit like that. Like Diamond said, she don't like shit like that. So it's all cool in the gravy, man. But then the next thing we got is the Miss Brown. We're gonna be talking about Miss Brown and shit, about Atlanta. You know what I mean? She was in that Atlanta situation. I heard she got fired too from her job.
Yeah,
that's fucked up,
that's
man.
Fucked up.
Definitely gonna be talking.
Yeah. I bet you she got a lot of endorsements and model
bills
coming her.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, that shit is lit. And the last thing we're gonna be talking about, which we're gonna be talking about right now, is the game and Meek beef, which is awesome. I don't know, it's just awesome right now. I like to see the game getting at it with Meek. What's your opinion on it though, bro?
I mean, as far as it go, I mean, it's rap beef. That's the culture and shit like that. Definitely Game, that 92 bars, dog, that he snapped on that motherfucker.
He really did snap on
that. You just seen Beans in a video with Meek, you know what I mean? He snapping too and shit like that. But the beef started with, I don't know if y'all seen the Game video, but the Game, like, basically Sean Kingston went to the club and he got robbed and shit. And Game said that Sean Kingston called Game like, yo, I just got robbed, can you help me get my shit back or whatever the case may be? And I guess Meek told Sean Kingston that the Game set him up to get robbed and shit like that. So they said Sean Kingston had called a detective. They went to the detective. The detective on the Game crib. That was on the video and shit like that. They said Sean Kingston set him back. I didn't see that yet. I'm going to definitely go check that out. But the Game is definitely going back to, you know, hip-hop. He definitely snapping on that motherfucker. I'm just waiting for Meek, man. He can't do that shit.
He's done.
He's always losing. They still praising him.
Listen, though, bro. Meek, I know he got to be because after the whole situation was done with him and Drake, he came back, and that shit was kind of hard. The war pain, that shit was kind of hard. So I know he got it in him, but he just got to bring it, like, right now while it's hot and relevant. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's just see how it go. But the Game is winning right now. He came out with the diss, and that shit was hard in a bitch. I condone the shit. I want to hear it.
Yeah. What you think about the beef?
What I think about it? You know me. I'm a conspiracy theorist. So, therefore, I think this is a publicity stunt for some reason.
That's fine.
I really do, but because I never seen the Game coming at me in no way, shape. Like,
they just made a track and shit.
Yeah, I never seen this coming, so it was just like blindsided kind of bit. Then it's just like showing how Sean Kingston get in the mix. This is the whole thing just seems kind of funny to me.
It started with Sean Kingston.
Yeah, I know, but like him calling the Game, they calling me, it's just weird. Like, I need more and more details. Yeah. I need Meek to say something on his side, on his behalf, or Sean Kingston to say something, because the Game, he going full throttle for real. And I think my boy Meek, I think he had enough of this bullshit, and he gonna come back at Meek. At Game though. I have faith in him. I'm having faith in him this one time. Sam say, don't lose faith in me. I'm giving Meek this one time, having faith in him to come back at the Game. If he don't come back hard like he's supposed to, I'm done with him. I don't care, Flamers, Meek, I'm done with him. All of them.
What's Flamers?
I'm just playing.
Don't shoot me. Damn. Y'all niggas is about to shoot me, though.
It's just
long.
The Game, even like that whole, his track, though, this track, funny. The art that he got, like the work art he got with Nicki, that shit, funny. As soon as I seen it, I was cracked the fuck up, but he was going down with that shit.
Yeah, I like the beat. I think it was dope. I see everybody tweeting, Instagramming it. Yo, Meek is a pussy, though. He took it straight to Instagram and fucked the Game up. He fucked him up, but he's taking it to Instagram. You need to take it on the studio, man. Seriously. He better be, because he's Twitter fingers. You know what I mean? Pussy, bro. I don't like that shit. First thing you do, you're going to put shit on Instagram or on Twitter. That's Twitter fingers, man. They corny, man. That shit is whack. You need to get that shit. You need to hit the bars up. You know what I mean? You need to get in the studio and put those bars together. But let me ask y'all this. What's y'all favorite diss of all time, man? You know what I mean? What was y'all favorite diss or diss track that y'all feel as though was the hardest and was probably number one?
Always start with me, huh? God damn. Honestly, oh, shit. I'm going to have to go with that No Vaseline, my
No kid. Vaseline, right?
He destroyed the whole industry.
Yeah, and the manager. Fuck, you know what I mean?
Tore all of them up. And that's Well, I got to pick him because he went after everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and he snapped on all of them.
And it's crazy because he ruined their career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he just, you got to add him. He ended careers.
I got to go with my boy Pop when he came at Biggie.
Oh, watch your mouth. What? Don't rap that. Biggie, that's
mean?
My man.
I'm supposed to say too, but Tupac came at him and his whole clique. He came at in his bitch. He came at like everybody on that shit.
Pop
held
it down.
I'm
gonna
beat your ass up there for
the wall.
I had to let it
go.
You know.
Who's y'all? What y'all like?
Man, I would say Ether.
Ether?
They rocking with the Ether.
Yeah, they rock with Ether. And you know what's crazy? Because I had in my mind Ether or no Vaseline. Nas didn't ruin Jay-Z's career.
Right.
Jay-Z didn't ruin Nas' career. I don't even think it damaged anything, honestly. It was just a beef everybody was into the diss. But Ice Cube ended career. That's the problem. He ended Jay Ellen, motherfucking MC Ren, Eazy-E, and I can't say he really ended Dr. Dre. He just ended the NWA group, and then everybody got split and did their separate thing.
Right.
But it's crazy.
DJ Yellen,
he went to the sex scene. He started making sex videos and shit on the porno star. MC Ren neither. I never really knew MC Ren before Straight Outta Compton. Everybody knew Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre. That was the like three big men right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But Ice Cube ended NWA. You know what I mean? He ended solo careers and everything, man. I want to give a big shout out to Cube for No Vaseline, though. He really did his thing. But let's get into the first topic of the day, man. Women wearing too much makeup. I think you ladies need to calm down with the makeup. I feel as though eyeliner is cool. Everybody, you know, every woman wears a little eyeliner here and there. But y'all bitches put masks on. I swear to God, one day I took a bitch out on a date. I ended up smashing it. I woke up the next day. She looked like a whole different little person. Her makeup was on the pillow as her face imprinted on that shit right next to me. I was nervous. I was scared. Like, bitch, who are you and what's that on the pillow? That's when I knew that makeup really builds confidence in women. Every woman you see, Instagram famous, Facebook, Twitter, these bitches are wearing makeup. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with it, but y'all got to slow it down a little bit, though, man. Y'all bitches be pounding yourselves with makeup and shit. I understand you want to get a little glim here and there. Y'all got a little bunch. I don't want nobody to see. But damn, y'all go to Mac every 2 weeks. Fuck you mean. This shit is crazy. It's your opinion on you. Would you want your women to wear makeup, bro?
Do your thing, man. Whatever makes you feel. At the end of the day, makeup, I don't care for. Like, if you ask me, should you put on makeup, I'm going to say no. I mean, if you're going to put it on, I'm not going to, like, take it the fuck off. No. Like, if you're doing it, you're doing it. And I don't know. If this putting on makeup, she's spending all hours to put on makeup to impress me, I'll take that. I definitely take that. Bitch, I mean, she can't be a whole ugly before she put the makeup on and shit.
You
know what I'm saying? But you putting on makeup, you doing all this to look pretty to go out with me, you know what I'm saying? So you take just like, you know, I put on my earrings, my watch, my nice clothes and shit to impress, you know. I guess that's sort of like the same thing you getting dressed. I mean, it's dressing your face. I mean, I'm with it, but as far as a lot whereas though you look like a clown, I'm not with that. And I like what
A.
Keys is doing.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, You just if you don't wear makeup, that's fine. Don't just be like, oh, we gotta wear makeup. Nah, you don't have to wear the shit like at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got beauty in you, bitch. I see you.
I like to wear makeup only on days where though I feel as though I wanna put on makeup. Like if I'm to go out somewhere special, I put on a little bit of foundation and stuff like that. But too much makeup, it can really be like, okay, so who are you really? Because you putting on, you covering a whole lot. Are you covering up some type of insecurities or not? Like, you should be able to have self-love for yourself. Like, so it's makeup is okay. It's nothing wrong with it at all. Just like Donovan and Knox said, it's just like something extra, you know, something to like make you feel pretty for that night that you're going out. But when you put like cloud on too much makeup, it really can just not be good. Like, that's not good for you as a person. I feel as though you tell me stuff. I don't know. I like makeup to a certain extent. I love what Alicia Keys is doing. Everybody's not loving what she's doing, but well, not everybody, but a lot of people are, you know, for that. They like, well, you going to the VMAs or whatever, you should at least put a little bit on. That's not her movement. Her movement is natural, so she's not putting anything on. I respect that. I respect everybody and whatever they feel as though they want to do, makeup or no makeup. Just not too much.
No. I don't nothing wrong with makeup, though. If we going out on a date, bitch, you better put something on. Shit. You know what I mean? I'm not like that. Don't put no makeup on. Hell, I love Alicia Keys, what she's doing. She looks amazing. Mm-hmm. She was looking rough at first. I was like, dang. But we got used to it. You get what I'm saying? We was like, okay, babe, girl, look amazing right now. I love Alicia Keys. She's not wearing no makeup on her voice or nothing. And I love it. But don't powder your face. If we're going to the corner store, I better not see you put makeup on.
Yeah, that's
you get what I'm saying? It's a little obsessive. You put the whole mask on and shit like that. I don't want you to wake up the next day looking like motherfucking Freddy Krueger, bitch. And you was looking like a whole model last night when we were on this amazing ass date. You know what they say, though, right? They say that the first date got to be the pool, so bitches, so you can see what she really looked like. You can't do that, though. Some of these bitches have no hair. You don't want to ruin it for themselves. You know what I mean? That's just crazy.
With makeup, too, man, if you're going to put on a lot, man, your face and your neck can't be two different colors. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you do your makeup, you can't look light skinned and then your neck, you black as shit. Like, nah, you can't do that. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, do it right. If you're going to do it right. I hate people that you be like, yo, I know you just put on like 30 pounds of makeup, bitch. Like, you're not that light. You feel me? Like, this shit. But some people just throw on makeup. Like, if you're going to do it, look nice. And I had an argument with a girl because I'm like, girls don't need makeup. And she was like, well, boys don't need, like, Gucci belts and shit like that. I'm like, first of all, bitch, I don't wear belts anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? But the point I was trying to make was, like, you don't need it. Like, we don't need belts. We don't need washers.
Jewelry,
sure,
none of that
shit. We don't need that. I'm not saying don't wear it. I'm just saying, like, if you choose not to wear it, I won't judge you. You feel me? That's how you look. I'm supposed to fuck with you, whether you got it on or not. That's all the point I was trying to get across. She was trying to tell me stop wearing materialistic things, bitch. I'm never going to do that. But you know what I'm saying, if I don't want to, like on Thursdays, I say no jewelry Thursdays. I don't wear a watch. I don't wear my earrings. Like, I don't. I just go outside. I'm regular shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'd rather want me looking regular like that than me wearing all this jewelry and shit. Because, man, what if I hit it and then I wake up not seeing it in my room? You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta worry about shit like that, man. Seriously, this shit is serious. I don't know. The makeup shit, I don't, like I said, any little eyeliner here and there and shit, but I'm surprised no females got offended about it. Because, you know, I see a lot of y'all Facebook little hoes out here putting up on that makeup, and please don't say y'all don't, because I see it. I see it, bitch. We see it all.
Some of the girls, you might see them putting on makeup on Facebook just to take a cute picture, but sometimes they'll probably take it off or something or not really need it like they. So some of them really just take pictures in their makeup because they're like, oh, I just did my makeup. It's cute. Let me upload a picture. They want to show the world. You feel me? But that don't mean like they obsess over it or always need that makeup. Now, you do have some girls who are like just post pictures of makeup and that's it. And then you see them in person without the makeup, you're like, whoa, hold up.
Oh,
and they scare you. You can't be doing that to people. You guys wear your face all the time, or like at least show your face in the makeup face. Like, you be what's that word?
What?
I'm looking for.
Do you all know? You forgot?
I forgot that word. It's right here.
You know, that shit happens to me all the time, too,
right,
though, man.
But yeah, they just be having niggas out here thinking it's something. Nah.
Filters too though. These bitches be putting that flower, that flower filter save summer 2016. Cause I was on y'all inbox ASAP when I seen that shit. Just to let y'all know here and there. But yeah, filters too, man. These Instagram females be looking amazing, but I heard when you looking at them in person, they looking at you like, when you look at this bitch looking like a gremlin. You like, this bitch didn't look like you look at your phone like that. This you? Are you Amber617 _? What's up? You know what I mean? So I don't think you need filters. I don't think you need makeup. Just be natural, man. You be natural. If a man holler at you, you know it's real.
I don't know. Sometimes my pictures be coming out kind of
My pictures always come out. I can't take pictures for shit.
I'm just saying, man. Do like I do one a day. Like, I do no jewelry in one day. Like, I don't put on no jewelry. I'm just walking out the crib regular, man. We should have a day where you just go outside natural. Fuck it. Like, whatever people got to say, they got to say, man. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, any natural women, put 100 on side of the comments y'all got on Facebook Live right now, man. Put 100. If y'all natural, if y'all need that makeup, if y'all are beautiful without the makeup, put 100 right now on y'all comments. For real, man. We want to see some natural beauty right now, seriously. But we about to get on to one of my boy tracks. My boy B-More is called Tales of Two Hoods. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at 856_ENT. Let's fucking get it, sure.
Yeah. Now they're telling two cities but two hoods. From the view to the veil, see the crowds from these backwoods. Goods from a street merchant, modern day hustler, part-time juggler. But wait, let's talk about the customer. Hit that rumble well hungry, then got his stomach fucked. He tasted chicken, fucked around and got his feather plucked. Refused to crumble under society's soberness. Flying through turbulence, getting high with purposes to create these services. They purchased it, I murdered it. These niggas whack like mustard packs stained on the surfaces. You look deep, see me weak, cause happiness ain't cheap. You gotta go hard, play arts with a sweet. These niggas sleep, call me grim, cause all a nigga do is reap. No ER, see we are the view. Them kind of minds you see a few. Inspire minds is what I do. See life in a different hue, like 2 + 2 = 5. Oh shit, dog, I'm high. That wise guy that fly by, make these rappers do a fucking skydive. Face plant, damn, I'm starting to rant. But Kanye taught me how to rip a stage with no band. And Dre told me hit that bitch with no hands. Screaming out, I'm the man. Pulling up on your chick, white van. Call me Daniel. Sipping on the Sprite, purple and gold, Julius Randle. Don't make me channel the Mamba, I'm sending niggas like Papa. Ramen noodles for pasta, fuck a steak with a lobster. This where bench players meet starters. In the trenches with my squad, now we playing for some dollars. Boy, I find it kinda odd, now I'm balling like a scholarship. Going back to college so these fuckers can acknowledge that I am the greatest. So I'll put my name on this paper, case a nigga ever waver. I don't fall and I don't slip. It's that four quits to your drone shit, that run up in your home shit. And now I'm on my grown shit. I'm on the mail for the flow, my nigga, I don't loan shit. These rappers kill for the flow, I swear they on they clone shit. But I'm Skywalker, the sky's falling, but I levitate. Try to imitate these kind of heights, intimidate. Damn, I said they falling on they face, that's the outer space bar. I told y'all don't play with him, no PS4 or controller, grab the Wii. Be her Xbox, niggas knocking at the door. I'm in some Timbs and some two shots, so I let my Dreamcast fast out the window. Never caught up in the past, but I still play with Nintendo 64, Super, Wonderful. Authentic, artistic ambience, be more than people's champion. Word is better around my waist, wanna smell it. I've been cooking, fuck around and got a taste. Now they kicking the door in, bitches think I'm important. Offers begin to pour in, Aaron told me abort them. I just went back my foreign, jump man in the fortune. Falling like Michael Jordan, Kelly the flow is golden. The pyramids for the chosen, you gang is the slogan. Put your vision in motion, Liu Kang when I'm spitting. Yes, this fire is potent, caught it loud, surround sound. 4 diamonds on my crown, 4 giants in my town. Take a nigga uptown, leave a hoes face down. From uptown to down. Time. Seems we run the pace now. Now I'm the supreme one, like a machine gun. Kelly reload me, it's like I won 5 trophies. Call me Kobe, these niggas can't hold me. Nothing more promising than real niggas. Ain't nothing like marketing the hill figure. But if hill figures can paint 1,000 pictures, I'ma tap my whole body with these holy scriptures. Like, oh well, and myself, your music leaving clueless. Boy, I'm quite swell, got expelled from college, feeling useless. Joined the army, grabbed the Tommy, just a sum. I was ruthless, came home, threw a party, found out my bitches choosing. Felt like shooting, boosting, bruising, refusing to give in. Lost my whip, lost my job, and got that all back again. Now I'm waiting till I blow just to start rapping again. For now, this good weed don't have me snapping again. What's up?
That good weed do have you snapping, though, boy. Big shout out to my boy B Moore in the building, man. He did his thing. And that was his call, Tales of Two Hoods. You fuck with it now?
Yeah, I definitely fuck with it, man. I fuck with their whole view movement and shit, man. So, you know, I fuck with them heavy, man. Shout out to them. Shout out to the whole view. Be more all them niggas, man. Keep doing y'all thing.
You like that shit?
Yeah.
So you thought he spit hard?
Yeah, it was dope. Yeah,
continue to do your thing. Yeah, be more, man. So what's up, man? What's up with the Atlanta, Miss Brown? Anybody think Miss Brown deserved all that, honestly? In your opinion?
No. I mean, that's her body shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Well, I do know. Fuck it. she's a teacher. Like, she was just posting pictures. It's not like, you feel me? Like, she had her ass out, and she had a regular, she probably wear that shit on a regular, because she took a picture and posted it. You know, I guess the media, I guess, like, you know, gassed it up. She probably do that shit on a regular, you know what I'm saying?
Think so? You think so, Yushi?
No.
I don't know, though. But I think Ms. Brown was doing what she was doing. You know what I mean? She still was teaching the kids. She still was teaching the fourth graders. She still was doing her job. But she's beautiful. She got curves. She got a big booty. You know what I mean? She got nice titties. She got a beautiful face. She's brown skin. She's just an amazing, beautiful woman. And y'all telling me that y'all going to fire her because, or y'all going to make this big scene because she looks beautiful. They called her Teacher Bae on Twitter, and I called her Teacher Bae. I was about to inbox her, man. They had her Instagram and Twitter on inside the news and everything. And see, I was about to say, yeah,
you got a lot of years.
Hell yeah, that day.
It's because
these
hating ass moms whose body is out of shape, they want to be all mad because their nigga wants the kids to be happy. Oh, be happy with somebody there with a nice ass body that teaches these kids, because your man, if they can get school, be like, okay, I'm going to have me a glass of mimosa while this nigga is taking care of the doctor here. Go look. Don't touch me, but look.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of females who hate on females for no apparent reason. I've seen a lot of females say they have the same body type as her, saying, oh no, this is inappropriate, this and a third. But if it was someone my size wearing the same exact thing that she's wearing, I would not, or that person will not get the attention that she has.
Well,
got.
Yeah, you want to make it that's a high on a
exactly. Would not have gotten the attention that she has got, because they just mad she has body. If she wears flat, she will have a body. Her body will never go anywhere unless she wear a missionary dress like a nun. She still want to have a body in a nun dress. She just got body. That's what it is. And people really just hate, especially females. I see more females hating on this woman than men. And it's sad because we're supposed to be uplifting each other. And there was nothing wrong with her attire at all.
I was taking my kids. I was telling that nigga be bad in the mouth. I need a conference. If you have to come up here, I'll be right there. Shake that nigga hand. Good job, boy. You know what I'm saying? But I guess Donald is right what you were saying. You know, if niggas like me, you know what I'm saying? It was probably just like, oh, shit. Me like, oh, she got to be fired. Like, this is inappropriate. I see it like, I don't know, man. The dress wasn't too little. She had on jeans and a shirt one day. They was trying to say that she poked her ass out a little bit in one of the pictures. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Her ass is out.
Yeah.
It ain't going nowhere.
You see the shit from the front.
Then you were talking about her heels. Oh, she shouldn't be wearing those
heels.
Yeah,
like, what the hell? As long as she's teaching kids is good, knowing what fourth graders are supposed to know.
Right.
Fuck what she got on.
That's another thing. They were saying, like, oh, the kid's going to be, like, thinking about her ass. First of all, the only way a child's going to sexualize on a teacher is because something's going on at home, whereas though they ain't talking about bodies all day or something.
Mm-hmm.
A kid is not going to be like, oh, God, look at her butt.
Mm-hmm.
Her butt is big and
right.
No kid is going to do that in fourth grade.
I couldn't even get her that in fourth grade.
Oh,
what? God,
fourth grade.
Eight is second grade.
I was 10 in fifth grade. I was 9 to 10 in fifth grade. So 8 to 9 in, well, I don't fucking know. Yeah, whatever. But you like between 8 and 10, you in fourth grade. You're not thinking about no grown ladies. None of that. So, but don't even try to put that on a kid and try to make it seem like she's with tormenting the kids or traumatizing the kids because the way she dressed is nonsense. It really is. Don't make no sense.
I mean,
it ain't like she's teaching. Now, high school, now that's different.
I'd have tried to bench smash that.
You don't wear that teacher high school because y'all cornballs don't know how to just be regular. Y'all be like, yes, Miss Green, Miss Woman Brown.
I'm going to that class
y'all
every day.
Nah, honestly, though. If that she was in high school, I'd be getting extra credit. I'd have been selling on purpose so she can give me some help. Fuck, you know what I mean? And then my fourth grader was in that class. I'd have made him selling so he can get extra help. And I wanted to be there in the teacher conference. Fuck, you know what I mean? I'd have been doing all this dumb shit just to get her attention. Of course, she's going to not want my little ass. I ain't going to get your corn ass out of here. You're still selling and everything. Nigga, nobody wants you. Y'all from dumb family motherfuckers, man. Nobody wants your ass. But honestly, though, I think she's a beautiful woman, man. And I don't think she deserved all the attention. I mean, maybe she is going to get endorsements and shit. But like she said in the comment, I just want to teach these kids. You know what I mean? And she had to delete her Instagram, or she switched the name and had to keep the account private and such. Because, you know, mothers and dads, like, you know, are hating because this teacher is bad. My son or my daughter is talking about this teacher and shit. I want to know who the hell she is. They go up there and now they post like, all right. They probably found her Instagram and exposed her, or her Twitter and exposed her. Oh, teachers not supposed to, you know, share their personal life and stuff like that, which I think they should. They're human beings just like us.
I think she had a video on there with her butt or something like that, like a video of her butt or whatever, and it was like, why she got this on there? She's a teacher. She has a life.
Right.
She can do what she... It ain't
like
the
kids got her
ass around.
Right. Right.
Yeah, the kids are not... Don't got her Instagram. The kids are not around her. She's not like... She can do that. She can do what she wants. do what you want, Miss Brown. Do what the fuck you want, Miss Brown, for real. That body is fine.
I love you, Miss Brown. I hope you know everything goes well. I hope I see you on the music video. I hope you can get an interview by us. That'll be dope. You know, I definitely want to hear your side of the story of, you know, what was going on. How did you become viral within like 5 to 10 minutes of, you know, in the world, man? Going viral is big, yo, and it can happen like that. With anything you do, we can post a video of us doing some dumb shit, and we can go viral like that. And I think that shit is just too awesome, man. But shout out to Ms. Brown. I hope you can get some endorsement deals. I hope you can get some money. I hope you can go to a better school. Fuck that fourth grade class. And fuck all the parents and shit. And fuck everybody that exposed her like that. Because that's not right, man. That wasn't right. She loved her job. And y'all weren't rolling like that because she got a nice body. And Donovan Delore Jenkins would eat her ass. Y'all wild, man. Shut up. We about to listen to my boy Buddha Bless his Shook Ones Challenge. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Keep it 100 radio. Only in the 856 district. Let's get it.
This ain't no non-fictional tale like Walt Disney. It's a full world when you're dealing with this corrupt city. Top murder readers just replacing the top five. Survival of the fittest coming straight up the south side. See the be incarcerated left with your mouth wide. A couple blocks down from the crime fry. Felt so much pain, see a tears from my mom eyes. Going through this struggle, see the problems, having pride. Seeking the truth, cause I'd rather be close with God. The devil in the streets and the government's other lies. But you and I, a funeral, the only time I see is you. Let's rise above the madness. The youth struggle to stay alive. So I'm just flexing with my thoughts. A brief exercise. A testament for my city. They better recognize. A breadwinner, a go-getter. Let's make millions. Gotta put on for my city so they can stop the killing. Hopefully my people stop the drug dealing. Cause we the heart of the city. We only breathe the river service. South service.
You already know, that was my man Buddha Bless, man. That shit was called Shook Ones, you already know. I fucks with Buddha, bro. I can't wait till he come out with some new music.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And shit. Yo, that shit is definitely going to be dope.
Fuck with Buddha Bless, man. I seen that zone. You know, follow us, you know, on our page, our new page, where we always say keep it 100 and shit. A lot of people be posting. That shit start jumping and shit, man. Keep it 100 radio show. I fucks with that page. Buddha Bless put it on there. I told him he send it in. Yeah, that fucks with Buddha, man. Send some more shit, man. We definitely gonna rock with you.
Cool. Yeah, that track was hot, definitely. So, what we talking about next? Sex, do's, and don'ts?
Yeah, you wanna start off your sex, do's, and don'ts?
Yeah, we can start off your sex, do's, and don'ts. My sex, don't. I haven't had nobody that just did a don't, but Donovan talking about looking fools. Don't lick my toes. Like, don't do that. That's disgusting. At all, but a do, oh yeah, don't. I don't want to get into that. That's so disgusting. Never mind.
No, you have to get it. No, okay. This is keep it 100.
Okay, a second don't. Y'all niggas, the ones that don't know, y'all need to know where the clitoris, Y'all need to know, just y'all keep like just be focused on that. Like, that, don't just that whole like you just licking in there, putting your tongue in and out. We're not teenagers. We're not high school. That don't do that. Because I'm not. That's doing nothing for me. But when you go up to the little clitoris, sometimes people got big ones. Some of them got medium sized ones. Some of them got little ones. But you stay focused on that. You kiss it. You love it. And you make love to us. Then that's how you get us right then and there. But don't be doing no high school shit, licking all over the kunani. And you're a grown ass man. That shit.
Niggas be licking. What niggas be licking, though? I never knew. What do niggas lick besides the click? Or they try to lick the click? Or what do they lick besides the click?
Your hole. The hole.
That's what they lick?
Yeah, that's your dick going. They put their tongue in and out.
I never did that.
What? What is that?
If they're unexperienced, yes, they do. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Two of my ladies had niggas that did that.
I mean, when I first started, yeah, I kind of did that. I was like, I put my tongue in that little hole and shit, man. But you know what I mean? Niggas was like, nah, bro, we can't do that. This is what you do. And I got the platform. Now gave me a platform. I said, okay, There we go. You already know.
I think women like to be like some stimulation for. Don't go straight into the thing. Like massage our back, kiss on our back, just like be sexual with our body to get us going. Then get into that because the woman gonna tell you when she's ready for some dick. You're like, all right, that's enough. Come on, like stop looking on me. I want some men. You feel me? We'll let you know. But when you get our body in that, you know, in that feeling, in that mood, you got it.
Oh, so what's your do's? That was just your don'ts?
No, that was my do. Lick on our body. Like,
that's all you like? That's all. You don't like nothing else? We want to get freakier. This is the freaky topic right here.
Keep it
100. That's not freaky enough, baby. That's basic.
I knew that
already. That's first grade right there.
We
want to
get real freaky.
We want you to get real freaky. What's the freakiest shit you ever seen? What?
I like car sex. I love car sex. Like, that's real freaky.
That's basic too, right?
That's freaky as hell.
What type of freak we talking about?
I don't know.
Are you on top of the car?
Inside
the car. Feet?
If it's a big car.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the what was that? You did, huh?
I don't say big.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, now you, okay. Funny as hell.
Yeah. Both ways.
All right. We're gonna come back to you. We're gonna come back. We're gonna see if you got more something more else. You got more things else or not right now?
No, cause I like to get. I'm talking about my freakiness. I get freaky, but I ain't talk like get freaky to the point you come. I'm still going to suck, and after you come, type shit.
Oh, you swallow?
Don't do that.
Yeah, yo, that's feeling. I'll be like this. That feeling is weird, baby. I'll be squeezing. I'll be pushing the air.
No.
Oh. I almost took the weed out of bitch one day because I thought that feeling, y'all, was crazy. Yeah, I'm telling you, the acid-nut feeling,
don't
she keeps
do
up
it.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Start throwing the seeds, though.
But I throw my don't. Scratch my back, like that shit is not attractive, bitch. Like, don't dig your nails in my. I don't like it, bitch. Pineapple, don't do it. I hate that shit. Don't go nowhere near my ass. Like, don't look at my ass, bitch. Look, that's it. Don't do it. You know, get your ass popped. Don't touch my feet. Nah, that shit. Nah, that's the gayest shit ever, bitch. Don't touch my motherfucking feet, guys. Right. Get your ass. I mean, that might be basically it. And, you know, when I grow my hair, bitch, don't pull my hair. That's tender-headed. I'm black. Don't touch my hair. I think that's about it for the... Oh, and when you... Please know how to suck dick. Oh, my God. Like, no teeth. I don't want no teeth.
Holy
like,
shit. You don't want to get scraped, huh?
No, I remember I was in the school.
Yeah.
On the bus.
She scraped
oh, my
shit,
God.
Right?
I wanted to punch this bitch square the fucking mouth, dog. But yeah, know how to kiss. Please know how to kiss. That shit is like unattractive. Like when you real sloppy, you all over hair and up now.
Bitch, hit my nose.
Yeah, like what
I'm
the
like,
fuck
damn,
is this? I don't like it. But my dudes, like yeah, that shit is when you are sucking, like please, I need a lot of spit. Like I need to hear my dick in the back of your throat. Mom, if mom, dad, family, if you watching this, please turn this motherfucker off. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear like a bitch like she's choosing dick over air. Like I'm talking about this yesterday. That's how I'm so into it because I got this shit down pat. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Lil Soul Man. But motherfucking like she's choosing my dick over air. Like she's really gagging for air. Still doing a lot of spit. Like oh, yo, don't get me started with this motherfucker. Man. I don't know, man. I'm kind of weird, like, but like when you ride me, like, you gotta like tuck on my ear, like that shit, bro. I'm nut right there, bitch. That's it, man. I just got into talking. Me personally, I just got into like speaking. I say two things, like, if your shit real good, like, oh shit, or I'm about to nut. That was the two words you was getting from me the whole night. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm starting to talk. You know what I mean?
getting a, you know, daddy nutting me. I want your bitch. Like, oh, this is what it feels like when you talk. You know what I'm saying? Big pop your teeth. I'm like, oh, this is what I was missing. Nut, fuck you, me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, the dude is crazy, man. I'm trying, I'm expanding the freakiness and shit
right,
like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, the dudes go longer, but we're not going to get into them. I'm going to let
them go. I think we're going to go longer. This is round one. And my round one is going to be crazy. So, for dudes, don'ts, I mean, we're going to start with don'ts. I like don'ts. That's crazy. Cops outside. Don't come upstairs in my room if you're not trying to fuck. That's number one. That's number one. Do not come in my room. If I invite you in my room and you tell me, okay, and we go up in my room and we're not fucking, you're getting kicked out. Do not come in my room if you're not trying to fuck. That's number one. Number two, do not get on my bed with some dirty ass socks. That's number two. If your sock is dirty, if your sock shade is darker than you, bitch, it's a problem. That's number two. Number three, don't touch, look, or even compliment on my ass.
Yo.
Fuck, you know what I mean? I don't give a fuck if you say I got a big ass for a dude.
You
don't look at it.
You gotta get out.
Don't touch it.
What? No, you got
to. I dare you to squeeze it. I might knock you the fuck out. Nah, I'm just playing.
Okay.
I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna die. Don't grab my ass.
I'm joking.
I get nervous.
I'm joking. I get scared.
And do not be Statue of Liberty. Bitch, I need you to be on top to ride me too.
Oh,
fuck
God.
You mean? I'm gonna do. I hit from the top too. I hit from the back. I need you to push back. Make me
okay.
Safe. Like damn. I need you to be doing that. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. Okay. What else? What else I need you to do? All right. If you're going to moan, don't be too loud, baby. Don't be entirely too loud where I'm sitting here cracking the fuck up because you're so loud with the moan.
No, make sure your moan's sexy. Like, you
yeah,
got a bitch.
Right.
Like,
I had a bitch say, woo, woo. I was like, well, this bitch. Yo, y'all ever saw the Wild Thornberry? She sounded like the little boy with the dreadlocks. Yeah, I forgot his name that he couldn't speak English.
Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie. That was his name. That's what she was sounding like, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, some women have some amazing moans. Moans be like, bitch, I just want your moan. Fuck you. Fuck you mean? Like,
your
moan is beautiful,
moan,
man. You get what I'm saying? So, dudes, all right. I mean, I got way more don'ts, but it's not coming to my head right now. So, we're going to go with the dudes and shit. I like to lick toes. Okay? So, I might lift your leg in the air. I might put your little big toe in my mouth. Now, I'm not saying I do this to every little bitch.
Wait, you lift her foot up?
Yeah, like you hitting it. You know, missionary. Next thing I do, I put my thumb inside
her
your asshole
oh my God.
While I'm hitting it from the back. That's the best, right?
That's fucking best.
I hawk spit on my belt butthole. I spit on that. Make it moist. Then I slip the dumb in up there, man. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's what it is. I mean, listen, I brushed my teeth, and that was my girlfriend at the time. So, you know, anything goes when it's your girlfriend. Am I talking about no raggedy ass hoe? Okay. Next thing you know, we have sex. I'm going to give you a washcloth, and bitch, you better go in that bathroom and do it. You better go in the bathroom, and you better do your shit, man. Nah, I want a bitch after we get done. I'm going to give her a washcloth. So she can go in the bathroom and wash up. You know what I mean? It's sanitary and shit. Number two, and I know this is off topic, but I guess I want to go with do's and don'ts when the bitch is out of crib. If you're on your period, the most disrespectful thing you can do is put your blood period pad in our trash can in the bathroom. I think that's so disrespectful. I think if you want to change your pad inside a man's bathroom, I think you need to wrap that up and you need to put it in the trash.
Wrap it up in a paper, like a toilet paper, and ask for a plastic bag. No, they just wrap it up and put it in.
Some of these bitches need to know this shit, bro. Some of these females need to be knowing this shit. That's disgusting. Like, it's not right. You get what I'm saying? That shit is very unsanitary. You can't be doing that shit, man. All right, clean up after yourself.
Back to your sex.
Oh, yeah, back to the sex. What else I got? Dudes, man. I really don't got a lot of dudes. Every bitch is different.
I got a don't.
You got a don't? All right, what's your don't?
don't pump me like you a little ass chihuahua dog pumping my legs. Like, that shit is a no fucking no. Like, we, like, niggas really do this. Like, they really be like, don't fucking do that, because I'm going
to
stop you.
How you want them to do it? How you want them to do it? Like, what do you want
how are you supposed to do it? You know this.
Oh, you want the pretty Ricky all the time.
Yes.
I like to hump you a little bit, man.
I don't like to just be on my back.
I'm going
to
need my mom.
I don't know why females like that, though.
What you do? You got any more dudes?
Dudes, always be active. Always be active. A man should always be active. Don't just have your girl just riding. Well, I don't know if dudes are like that. I haven't met a guy that was just, you know, laying on his back. But
niggas be bored. Niggas be boring.
I never had. You feel me? Like, oh man, I got cut off. But you know, talking about this subject is sensitive.
How?
It's very sensitive.
How is it sensitive?
Because now it's like you talking about sex.
Getting turned up? Is it? Yeah, you turning yourself up. You looking at some flashbacks?
I'm going to the sex shop on South Street and getting me a dildo.
Oh,
that's a sex dude too. That sex dude sometimes what you mean? You can do the dildo thing.
Yeah, Dana said true. I think Dana's right. Niggas
look at me. I got dildo.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's on my body. Fuck that. Yeah.
I ain't picking up, bro. I'm just saying though, like honestly, so I would definitely say one of my don'ts, please don't give me a hickey. I am 22. I have a job. Do not give me a hickey, bitch, on my neck. If you want a hickey, put a hickey on this dick. That's what I need. I need a hickey on the neck. I don't need a hickey on the neck. Yes. They do a hickey.
I never liked that bullshit.
Yo, when the bitch whisper in my ear though, oh, I'm nothing, bitch. I don't give a fuck. I just slipped it in there. If you whisper in my ear, Daddy, Donnie, DJ Promo, KB 100 Radio, I'm nothing. Fuck you, man. Because that's
nothing. You got to hit the fuck.
Nut. 15 seconds. 15 seconds, man. Bro, that shit is amazing, huh?
Another don't. Bitches' pussies cannot stink.
Oh, oh my MG, God. But bitches, y'all smell yourself. Y'all should be embarrassed. Like, y'all should be embarrassed. You smell yourself.
Like, why your shit buggy, bitch? Like, and can your shit shame, bro? Don't come with no motherfucking beanie beads. Fuck is your dog. Fuck is your dog. Yeah, you feel me? Like, that's just the dumb.
Yeah.
Your pussy can't stink. Your shit gotta be Michael Jordan ball.
Y'all niggas be having some sweaty balls too, man.
Shit. That's
bet. Niggas do, yeah.
Sweat off his face, man.
Yeah, that's another
nuts.
Dude, though. Definitely produce enough spit for head. Because I remember one day I had this fat bitch over at 3 o'clock in the morning. She produced so much spit. It was like
thing.
It was like a puddle.
See, they got a
thing.
I think big girls really got a
thing. I think big girls produce the best spit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think, because I watch pornos. You feel me? I don't know. I watch pornos. And I've seen big girls produce so much spit. Like, I could produce spit. It'd be a lot, but it don't be like, their shit like just... Point blank.
Okay, I'm looking at you like, oh shit. This show, yeah.
It's over for you. Hey,
yo,
already
you can tell she can produce enough spit when you see the spit hanging and then she suck it right up and you like, yo, oh my God, I might marry this bitch, man. Yo, big shout out to the big girls that know how to suck a mean motherfucking dick because y'all already said, man, seriously. But yeah, explain she pussy. If y'all want to lick the balls, lick them. I like my balls licked, bro. I like when they look like, you know what I mean, put their mouth on it, bitch. I'm going to put both of my balls in your mouth. Fuck, you mean? You know what I'm saying? And I'm a booty muncher. If I take you serious, you're going to get your ass beat. That's just the point. If you a hoe, though, if we just smash, if I just met you one night, nah, I don't do all that crazy nut shit. Unless I'm off that Henny. When you get to anything, it's a wrap, bitch. Fuck you, man. That's anything. Anything is possible when we drink that Henny, man. Seriously. But we about to play one of the tracks, man. We about to go on to my girl Taya Laura. It's called Naked. We're going to play a song from last week. If anybody got some of y'all, just call in. 714-694-4101. Again, 714-694-4101. Y'all need to call in. Let us know what y'all do's and don'ts are set. And if some of y'all are sexy calling in, I might hit your inbox up, and then I'm going to write down all the dudes you like. So all the bitches that do that, hit me up. You already know, they 5-6 on your table. Get it. Shout out to Dana, man. Love her to death, y'all. But honestly, Big shout out to Tay. It's called.
Wait a minute.
Becky.
You know gonna go past
we're
gonna, that.
We're gonna go past it. I said she's. What did I say?
You love her to death.
You know what
can
I mean,
I get
man.
My money to
no, no, man. This girl would put boyfriend on the comment. I want my $100.
You love her to death. I need
you know what
money.
I mean.
Oh man.
My friend. Hey, yo, honestly, though, we about to get on our, we about to say our last do's and don'ts. Anybody got their last do's and don'ts out here? Just to warn females?
No. She was like, he's ready.
You got some more do's and don'ts guys be doing? You don't like it and shit?
I got some, okay, I got a don't. Like I had said when we was on break, don't, with a hot-ass breath, and you know your breath is hot, don't be in my face over top of me talking about, some dudes is just be freaky. You feel me? Get real freaky with your bitch. You feel me? Like fruit roll ups on deck, whipped cream, fruit, chocolate, syrup, all that dumb shit. You gotta be in a hotel room so you be real loud. Sometimes you call them neighbors. I had a neighbor knocking. It was mad as hell.
But,
you know, sometimes you just need that
privacy.
Nah, tell
you last
night. I had him and shit, man. Another dude, man. God let us nut on your face, man. That's another dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did you just clap on that? You like
that
shit?
If you wasn't on the show, I never found a woman that admits that she like nut in her face. Shout out to everybody that's listening, man.
Don't. It's like, you know, I can't do all the work. Like, if I'm sweating like a slave and you just laying there like a cardboard, like, you can't do that. Like, you gotta have some kind of sexual experience. Like you applying for a job, you gotta have 3 years of experience or some shit like that. Like, just don't be laying there and I'm sweating, busting your ass, and you just laying there.
You
never like,
do that, dog.
I did that shit like
Jesus.
4 times.
I lost weight afterwards.
I was mad to the bitch. Oh, you gonna come over to motherfucker?
Why?
No.
So I can fuck you? You're not fucking me.
I might as well go run a treadmill, bitch.
I'd rather beat my dick. You got the
hand.
Oh, yeah. Ladies, this is number one, too. If you didn't make a guy nut, you didn't do your job right. And that goes vice versa, guys. If you don't make your woman nut at least 3 times or 2 to 3 times, even though it takes them longer than nut, but they nut, you know, y'all come like, y'all can keep coming if it's getting it right. You get what I'm saying? Well, us, it's like 1 time, then we got to rejuvenate in another time. Then, got to take a little nap. But with a woman and shit, they can keep coming and shit. So you got to make your woman nut at least multiple times for her to be satisfied. You get what I'm saying? So definitely, you know.
And for the ladies, too, don't be sucking just to suck. Like, if you want to suck, make that nigga nut at least once.
Make him say your name, baby.
Make that nigga nut.
Make him say your name.
What up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Who this? It's Dana. I might as well say it anyway.
Talk to me, girl.
I don't have no don'ts, though. I think,
Okay. What's your do thing?
I mean, if it's, like, with somebody I fuck with and y'all both on it, like that level, like both of y'all gotta be freaky as shit. Like it whatever goes. Like it's just that's cause like if your sex is like corny, that's just weak as hell. Like that's regular sex. You can just fuck anybody to have regular sex. Like so, I'm down for whatever. Like shit really don't mean to me. Like, yeah,
give us two examples.
Nothing on the face. That's regular shit. Like, you got, like, you gotta be freaky like that. Like, you got.
I'm calling you over here.
Nah, and it's something that, like, all right, I like to get spit on. I don't know why, but that shit, it's.
Like, do what?
It's something like, huh?
You like that?
Don't for real.
No,
that's like.
You like to get spit on? That's dope. That's
yeah.
Dope. I would love to do that. I'm a hawk spit too. I'm a hawk.
No, that's dirty. That's dirty. Don't do that.
Like that shit too.
That's dope though.
Nah. But I mean, I don't know. Like, it's something with me. Like, I don't know. It's just I like to be choked. Like, you choked it on me. Like that shit. I like to be manhandled. Like, that's the type of shit you gotta do. Like, it can't just be like, all right.
Yeah. Some emotional sex.
That's his ass. Like, he all like he just learned how to talk.
So,
you
so
know,
when somebody
that,
so,
that's
so,
his ass.
So when you say spit, where would you want them to spit you at though?
Spit me. Spit on me. It don't matter.
Oh, okay. I love that. You're dope. I like that shit. I like that shit, y'all. That's fucking
no,
dope.
Don't.
She's different.
So you don't got no dunk at all, huh?
No.
No. Oh, all right. Well, we thank you for calling in. Let us know your freaky ass.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'm out of here. Yo.
Oh shit, my fault. What you was saying?
What you was saying?
Nah, man. Damn, my fault. I be doing it too quick. Yeah, by accident though, because she was saying something at the end. Yo, big shout out to Dana. That's dope, bro. Yo, honestly, I like to put the girls' legs up and I like to choke them. You know, my little ass ain't gonna hurt you, bitch. But I like to choke, and then their face get real squeaky. They be like, and then it. To everybody that tuned in tonight, I know y'all are like, these motherfuckers is crazy. Dream, yes, we got Dream, you gotta choke him, bro. Don't kill him though,
man.
Bro.
I like choking too.
Oh.
Choke me, I'll fuck you up.
When I'm on
I'll fight somebody. I don't like getting touched like that, bitch. Oh, that's what
I
you
feel
got.
Like a bitch.
Me too. You choke me, I'm nervous.
Hey,
you
too.
Big time.
It's like, because it's not gonna be too much. Like, it's really.
Shit. Yeah, man. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. This is You Already Know. Keep It 100 Radio Show. Let's get it.
It's your boy, Knockerville, man, a.k.a. Big Poppy or T.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
He going to spit on his next chick.
This is Girl Black Diamond, a.k.a. Freaky Diamond. Anyone, you know, that's only the other side when we talk about shit like this. But Black Diamond's in the building. And I appreciate all the viewers and everybody tuning in. Much love.
We out here, man.
Y'all take notes, man. They give you a lot of tips.